Trump digging in his heels, boycotting tonight's Fox News debate.
He claims debate moderator Megyn Kelly is biased against him.
That's right. Trump is skipping the debate because Megyn Kelly will be a moderator. After all, why would he want to practice going head-to-head against a strong blonde woman?
Trump has had a problem with Megyn Kelly ever since she followed him back to his cottage in the woods and found out his real name is Trumpelstiltskin. And
I said, bye-bye, okay? They can't toy with me like they toy with everybody else. So let them have their debate, and let's see how they do with the ratings.
He's right. We all know he brings huge ratings. After all, he is the star of this year's top reality show, Celebrity a President.
If this were the WWE, Donald Trump would have shown up in Iowa tonight with a mask and a folding chair and just started beating everyone over the head. But unfortunately, it isn't. Dr. Ben Carson was also not present for the debate. I mean, he was there, he participated, but he just wasn't present.
In the historic K Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean north, to Canada, the Canucks, and south to our amigos in old Mexico. This is the John Brislin Show. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with me here tonight on, January 30th, 2016. Time's about, 9:08. And we have got some good news. And I really mean good news. It's the Republican debate in Iowa. Now, a lot of people think, blah, 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 blah. It's just a lot of talk. But there were good things that came out of it. A lot of them. Let's see. Where do we start? I got one. Number one, I think. You know what? I'm going to make this number one on the entire list. We realized what the race and what the debates would look like without a Trump. Think about that for a minute. Did you watch the debate? Well, if you did, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, I'll try to explain just a little bit. Trump, since he wasn't there, as you know, people started off talking about him a little bit. I don't know if Megyn Kelly started it off with Trump because it was a personal thing with her, or if she was trying to reach for some sort of perceived ratings grab by mentioning his name. I don't know what. But the issues started to roll around. It took a little bit of time, and then the issues started to roll around. They were actually answering them the way you answer them in a real debate. It reminded me of a job that I used to have. I'm not going to mention the company because I don't want to embarrass them or myself. But in this job that I had, it was cherry. It was beautiful. The money was great. It was so easy. I mean, it was the equivalent of George Jetson just going into work, saying hi to everybody, grabbing my cup of coffee, sitting down and just pressing my one button. And then 10 minutes later, pressing it again and then collecting my beautiful check. It was great. Thing is, it was so great. I never wanted to go on vacation. I didn't want to go on vacation because I didn't want anybody to see how easy it was and how unnecessary I was to the company. If anybody got wind of how little I did, they could realize you just cut this guy's job, save a ton of money, and just get rid of him. And the life of the business doesn't change in any way. And I went on for quite a while until they finally figured out that I wasn't necessary and gone I was. I was out. You know, but lucky for me, blah, 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 one thing led to another, and here I am with you. So I couldn't get much luckier than that, I think. Well, that's what we figured out with the debate without Trump. We realized that the candidates had value. It's not just as target practice or who can come up with, you know, the best adolescent-esque criticism, joke, and ridicule. It wasn't the, you know, clown college up there. For some reason, when you have, think about high school, junior high, or, you know, school environments. When you have that class clown slash maybe bullyish class clown, there will be more people in the room that try to act like that because they see all the attention that he's getting. This is not a complicated thing. This doesn't take presidential contenders to figure this out. A junior high school kid can realize that the guy that's the bully making fun of everybody gets a lot of attention. And then everybody starts laughing and other people start joining in and ridiculing a little bit. And it brings down the entire level of civility in the room, right? What we realized is without Trump, you start to get serious questions and you start to get serious answers. And you also get to see which serious person up there is actually answering the best. I'm going to give you my analysis very quickly on how each one of those answers, or how each one of those candidates rather, handled their answers. I'm looking at a picture right now, so that's, I'm going to just kind of run through. The Big Loser. I don't know why I said it quite that loud. That was pretty loud. I need to tone it down and try to drink some decaf Red Bull. Is that even a thing? Decaf Red Bull? I mean, does anybody drink it for the taste? You know, you have Miller Lite, right? People drink it for the taste. Tastes great, less filling. Remember those? No? I'm looking at, you know, Richard in the other side of the glass now. He doesn't remember. You don't remember Tastes Great, Less Filling?
Yeah, of course. That was from the 80s.
Yes, it was from a little while ago. Yeah,
okay. I'm dating yourself there.
Well, you know, I'm talking about the classics. That's all. The big loser of the night, I think, was without a doubt Ben Carson. The answers that he gave were his normal, understated, boring self. People don't listen to him in the first place. He had a good run there for a little bit because he actually made us think that, well, he was the considered one, the considerate one, the one that had, he would sit back and think about his answers and he wouldn't get excited. And he was the smooth, calm, cool, collected one. I think what he showed is that he's not those things. He's up there because ego got away with him. And he thinks that a good doctor translates to a good lawyer or a good dentist or a good cop or a good CEO or a good president. That there is no different skill set in running for high office than there is in highly complicated surgeries. And that's a mistake. It's a big mistake, and he finally realized it. And you heard it in his answers. He was fluffing those answers the best that he could. So let's move on down the list. Who got the award for the worst possible jokes? And God, why won't he just shut up and stop trying to be funny? Stop trying to take the role of Trump. Yes, that award goes to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz walked into it thinking, oh, you know what? Trump isn't here. No problem. That's what I'll be the new Trump. I'll be Trump Lite. No, we didn't need Trump in the first place. So Trump Lite doesn't work, especially if you can't pull it off. And the embarrassing moment when he tried to demand the microphone and Britt Hume told him, no, I don't think so. No, you're not answering. No. Oh, but Britt, I was named in that last discussion. No, Ted, you were named in the question. You don't get to answer my question because he didn't even get the rules. He was fighting so hard for it, he didn't even get the rules of the debate, and he looked like a fool. It was not a good night for him. Also, according to the Des Moines Register, as a matter of fact, their headline was not a good night for Ted Cruz. Well, it wasn't a good night. And I think it started to some of the shinola on the What's the S word that I can't say according to the FCC? Oh, yeah, I remember. So I'll change that to bovine feces. You still following me? You see what I'm saying in code there? Yeah, some of the shine started to come off of Ted Cruz. Kind of predictable. Let's move on. Let's say I'm looking across the picture. Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio did a pretty good job, but he probably came in maybe second overall. I think he made himself look like a very able president. But as many have said, he probably will be president of the United States someday, but not today. Jeb Bush, you know, setting aside the larger issue, the big picture issue of I don't think that America wants another Clinton-Bush race, and he's just kind of cursed with that, along with the questions of about his brother and such. The robotic answer that he closed the entire debate with was just, it was just goofy. And overall, I think that kind of describes him. He's just kind of goofy. Although, you know, I'll tell you what, I don't think it was fair when they were asking him loaded questions about well, how could he possibly speak about, I think the question was about peace or world events when he's got a brother that took us unnecessarily to two wars. I mean, seriously, you don't ask a person about, you know, oh, well, why was your brother such a jerk? Not that I think that, but that's how the question was phrased, essentially. So scanning across, and I'm going to leave John Kasich to last, even though he's next in line for the picture that I'm looking at. Big disappointment. Big, 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 gigantic disappointment in, guess who? Chris Christie. Chris Christie. God, I thought early on I had so much hopes for him, but man, just he is not comfortable in his own skin. And insert joke there. I'm not gonna go to the jokes, but this strong, heavy-handed, I'm gonna defend you thing because I'm a really good prosecutor. Man, 7 years as a prosecutor does not a president make. In fact, there should be a better screening process. You shouldn't be able to get this far in the entire race, and all you have is, you know, community organizer in 18 months in the U.S. Senate. That's not how you should be able to get to this level. Although sometimes you can make it all the way through with only that much experience. Well, never serving in any kind of elected office, that's probably not a good thing. You might try to turn it into a good thing, but it probably is not. So looking at Chris Christie and saying, okay, well, I've been governor and for a few years and been a few years as a prosecutor, that doesn't cut it, man. It really doesn't. Did I just say man? Am I turning hippie? I think somewhere along the lines, I'm turning hippie. Rand Paul, I never thought I would say this, but given the overall field, Rand Paul actually looks kind of level-headed. He actually looks like somebody who is a serious person, who understands what's going on, who gets it, who understands what the Constitution actually means, that it's not a rock-solid, beat-people-over-the-head-with thing, that it can flex, it's supposed to flex, not whip all over the place and bend, but there is supposed to be a certain amount of give and take with our structure, our constitutional structure. And that balance needs to be monitored by very careful people. And that is the executive, judicial, and legislative branch. Now, the last one is someone that I'll get to when we come back. John Kasich, Governor, Ohio. My pick from the very beginning, I had no hope for him. I didn't think it would be possible. But guess what? The New York Times just came out and said he is a possibility. John Kasich, who knew? Except me. I knew. I should have played the money on John Kasich. We're going to talk about that and why it's so important and what we should be taking from this election. What is the real takeaway on the John Breslin Show? Stay right where you are, you.
News Talk 720 KDWN, 50,000 watts of news and talk.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN. John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
We all love our gaming apps. They are fun to play and addictive. I want to tell you about an awesome gaming app that you are going to love to play. It's called Road Crash Cars Rush Crush Edition. In Road Crash Cars Rush Crush Edition, you just tap the cars before they reach the railway station to score. This is guaranteed fun for kids, boys, girls, and car lovers of all ages. It's compatible with iPhone and iPad. Download Road Crash Cars Rush Crush Edition right now in the App Store and start having fun.
It seems like this guy is bulletproof, which is sadly not the case for some hypothetical New Yorkers.
I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Now, to explain how impressive that sounds for those of you who don't live in New York, Fifth Avenue is an extremely crowded street in Manhattan where it is illegal to shoot people.
Hey, you guys are booing now. Let's see how confident you are when you're walking down Fifth Avenue and you see Donald Trump.
One thing's for sure, if Donald Trump started shooting people on Fifth Avenue, he wouldn't hit any Trump supporters. They're not going to Saks. They're over in Times Square at the M&M store.
The John Breslin Show, your favorite political talk.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Nothing is better than a really comfortable pair of jeans, but finding that perfect pair hasn't been easy until now. I want to tell you about Sweat Jeans Pants by Squat Sponge on Amazon. They are cut like the classic five-pocket denim jeans, but with a much softer feel and stretch appeal with an expandable waist. They are made from custom cotton fleece. These are jeans you can wear anywhere and look great in, too. They are great for so many occasions. It's the look you deserve with the comfort you crave. Squat Sponge has combined the comfort of sweatpants with tailored sizing to give you enjoyable quality and style in an amazing pair of jeans. Work, play, chill time. Squat Sponge Pants are designed to be worn outside, in the house, on the town, anywhere. They're made for every day, everywhere, anytime. Get your pair today. Visit Amazon.com and search Squat Sponge Jeans. You will love these jeans. Again, Amazon.com and search Squat Sponge Jeans.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Do you like visiting different sports stadiums? Are you looking for an experience of a lifetime? Did you just say yes three times?
Boom!
You got it! iSports Trip, the leading sports trip planning service in the industry, is now changing the way you and your friends take a road trip. With a one-of-a-kind, unique planning experience, the team at iSports Trip will work with you closely on making sure your trip gets planned and paid for. Wait, did you just ask about that one guy that never pays for anything? Ha, don't worry, we got you. We offer an easy payment option to split your entire cost amongst the members of your group, making it easy for everyone to pay via debit, credit, and PayPal. Log on to www.isportstrip.com today to submit your inquiry, and our team will get back to you. Use offer code Hanlon, H-A-N-L-O-N, to get 10% off your entire trip. Listen, dude, drop the beer. Put down the fantasy football app. Get to isportstrip.com today to start booking your trip now.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time, and you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. BestVegasHomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396. The New York Times, you may have heard today, has endorsed Hillary Clinton. No surprise there. That was the predictable. The one that wasn't predictable is the one that is impressive. This is, let me back up for a second. We, as observers of this contest that is presidential politics, we should be a little bit more analytical in what we're seeing. We should look at the whole constellation of pieces of information out there and judge them and bring them all together and say, this is the person that I want to vote for. You look at all the different measures and use that to evaluate somebody. It's a little bit like, as a matter of fact, a bar stool. Think a bar stool. You're sitting there and this candidate walks up, as in this person walks up, and they want to get your attention. So they buy you a drink and you, okay, fine. You start talking to them. You can tell me anything you want to tell me. I don't care what it is, but everything you say, I am going to be judging you and trying to get a feel for what kind of person you are and whether I have any interest in pursuing a future with you or if you have any kind of potential for long-term importance to me. Are we being broad enough so that we can see the comparison between dating and presidential election? Well, you can say whatever it is that you want to say to me, but I'm going to listen to how you say it, what kind of body language you have, whether or not things that I know you just said are complete crap. I'm going to analyze you. And in a world where basically the marketing arms of the broadcasting companies around the country are dictating what we are going to like and what we aren't going to like. Now, we know a little bit of what we're going to like, but we can be steered. We can be steered by these organizations that are basically just selling us crap, whether it's Coke or coffee or canned refried beans. They're selling us stuff, and they're using this entire race as, don't question, just listen to what we're doing. It makes it easier to sell you our crap. We need to back away from that, and I'm going to talk about how to back away from that and how I back away from that, and you can pick up on a couple things if you want to. If you don't, then that's okay, too. One of them is to listen to what people say and question whether or not it makes any sense for what we care about. When Trump says somebody is, you know, a big fat jerk, what exactly is that? Is that presidential? Does that give us any information? No, I don't think it does. We're bigger and better than that. We're going to get into what the New York Times said about John Kasich. It is smart, and it shows how smart I am right here on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
Jeans, but finding that perfect pair hasn't been easy until now. I want to tell you about Sweat Jeans Pants by Squat Sponge on Amazon. They are cut like the classic five-pocket denim jeans, but with a much softer feel and stretch appeal with an expandable waist. They are made from custom cotton fleece. These are jeans you can wear anywhere and look great in, too. They are great for so many occasions. It's the look you deserve with the comfort you crave. Squat Sponge has combined the comfort of sweatpants with tailored sizing to give you enjoyable quality and style in an amazing pair of jeans. Work, play, chill time. Squat Sponge Pants are designed to be worn outside, in the house, on the town, anywhere. They're made for every day, everywhere, anytime. Get your pair today. Visit Amazon.com and search Squat Sponge Jeans. You will love these jeans. Again, Amazon.com and search Squat Sponge Jeans.
Democrats held a presidential forum last night on CNN where candidates were interviewed individually. Candidates were asked questions like, what would you do about the wage gap? Do you plan to raise taxes? And how did you get in here?
It was a sort of like a political beauty pageant. You know,
and now for the talent portion of the show, Senator Sanders performs Anaconda by Nicki Minaj.
At a rally in New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders mocked Donald Trump for thinking that climate change is a hoax created by the Chinese. So at this point, most people are starting to feel like Trump is a hoax created by the Chinese. So,
John Brislin, not always right, but never wrong.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time, and you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. Bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
Download your own Amazon Kindle or Barnes & Noble Nook tablet. If you do, go download the most anticipated ebook of the year, Chino's Lightning, The Origins. Join Chino as he discovers new alien life and is forced to save the world from evil. For only 99 cents, you're able to join in this sci-fi adventure. Available for both Kindle and Nook at booksofthegods.com. That's booksofthegods.com. Go download it today.
More live local talk than any station in Las Vegas. News Talk 720 KDWN, where locals come to talk. Who's riding? Shine a river, little well, who's that running? Shine a river, little well, who's that running? Shine a river, little well,
what the fuck are the seven sin? Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. We are talking about the Iowa caucuses, caucuses, and the debate, and what exactly we should be taking from it. And there are some tricks and techniques that we can use to get a better feel for which candidate represents us the best. And I'll tell you right now, the one that you think represents you the best isn't always the one that plays out once you start analyzing it. And if that's not something you want to pay attention to, I don't know what it is. What is? But let's pay attention to some phone lines. Thank you, everyone, for being patient. And let's go to line one in San Francisco Bay Area. World Citizen, you are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
John?
Hey, there you are. Missed the first part, but welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. Last week when you gave me the answer on the Electoral College or your thought about it, I thought about it all week. And then tonight I'm thinking about all the polls and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's rigged. I really think that nobody wants a one-person, one-vote kind of government. They want to be ruled and governed by the Electoral College. And they want the media to tell us who's running, who's placing first all the way through whatever. In the media.
Now, when you say they, do you mean that the greater population, or do you mean a small group of control holders?
No, I'm talking about the giant industrial media complex.
Okay.
Not the industrial complex, but the media portion of it. These guys, even if Trump didn't show up like he didn't the other night, they're still railing on him. If he would have showed up, they would have done nothing but jumped on him again. I'm almost thinking it's going to come down to the point, John, where it's going to be like this guy that was running against Bush. His name was Alan Keyes. Do you remember him?
Yeah, sure. Alan Keyes out of Florida, I think he was where he was from.
A black man.
Yeah. He had a talk show, as a matter of fact. I liked him.
Well, yeah, but the Republicans had him arrested before he could even get to the debate. had him handcuffed, put in a police car, and shipped to the other side of town and left out at a shopping mall.
Well, that's for the crime of debating while black.
Well, it was, you know, it was blatant. He was
yes.
supposed to be at the debate. They didn't want him there. They figured he was like a Carly Fiorina or a Rand Paul or somebody that was not significant. And so they wanted to slim it down. They had him arrested.
Well, I'll tell you what. You actually bring up a kind of an interesting point. I mean, that one I don't know any... I haven't read any credible information for myself that supports what you're saying, so I am simply going to trust that you've done your research and say that's an interesting story. Yes, I remember him, as a matter of fact, and he was, you know, if he would have become president, even way back then, I don't think I would have had a big problem with it. He was a pretty solid candidate.
This,
I liked
this
him.
This was George W. Bush, man, not George H. Bush. This was the, you know... I don't know why they did this, but...
I think you have that one backwards. I'm pretty sure Alan Keyes ran against George Herbert Walker Bush.
I thought that was Ross Perot.
No, that was... Well, yeah, well... Okay, yes, in the general for... It was George Bush Sr. and Ross Perot and Bill Clinton. Yes. And that was in 88. But as far as Alan Keyes was in the primary in that race.
He was a Republican.
Yeah, he was in the primaries. So he ran against...
No, I don't even think he got to the primary.
I'll tell you...
let him go on the ballot even.
Oh, no, he wasn't in the primaries. He was in the debates. That is for sure. But what did you find? I'm looking at Richard.
Well,
it says, yeah, he ran for president in 1996, 2000, and 2008. Okay, I was wrong. So you were right.
What got me was how the police didn't even take him down and book him. They took him to another shopping mall and let him go.
Well, I'll tell you.
I mean, that was so disgusting, man. And this is Republicans doing it to other Republicans. And I know the media does it to each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as corrupt as it can get.
And
then to throw the Electoral College and you're fine. I can't believe that you're really fine with the Electoral College, John.
Well, the Electoral College really doesn't have a whole lot of significance other than trying to act as a certain type of safeguard so that certain states aren't taken completely one direction by one urban hub. It's to try to level out or to distribute the state's electoral votes and the votes in general so that they can prevent any kind of... over focus on urban areas instead of the presidential candidates also going out to the rurals. I don't want to go beyond that because it's kind of a long explanation.
You know,
but there's something that's interesting that I think you'll find interesting. I'll try to do this in as brief amount of time as I can. I have difficulty ordering lunch in less than 12 minutes, so I'll try to be brief. As far as the media actually... manipulating the election, there are certain things that they can do, yes. As we've seen with MSNBC and with Fox, they can skew their stories in a particular way that spins it as making a particular candidate look good or bad. Yeah, we all know that. But there are some new things that are coming to light. For instance, did you know... I'm a conservative, right?
Right.
So I like to go on to Facebook and see other conservatives and the talking groups and the chat threads and see what people are talking about. But I also respect and pay attention to the other side, to liberals and to Democrats or libertarians or whatever the case is. I want to kind of get a feel for what everybody's talking about, even in other countries.
Well, who did this guy say was leading the Democrats then?
Hang on a second, though. What happens is Facebook, for its own best interests, we have to assume, in selling ad space, they use particular algorithms that are super, super crazy top secret. They use algorithms to help Facebook decide what I'm going to like based on my clicks and my things that I view, even things that I write. If I write more than 5 letters and even delete the entire thing I was going to write, they still save that and analyze that as part of their information on me. And then if whether I like things, what groups I'm a fan of, they put all of this together in an algorithm and they try to choose what things to show me. And I don't just mean ads this time. I mean that the Facebook algorithm now has been confirmed that they will show me what friends of mine are saying. Because I click on more conservative things, more conservative topics, they will show me more of what my conservative friends are saying and almost limit completely what my liberal and libertarian and various other friends are saying. So they will shape the message that I get. So if I get my news from Facebook, then they are shaping what news I see, and therefore my opinion in most cases, without my knowledge, without my approval, completely keeping me in the dark that they're doing any of this. Now, use that idea and transfer it over to other media sources across the internet. How much news do I get from the internet? I'd say 90% of the news that I get is from internet sources of the known media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, even Al Jazeera, various other places, locally, RJ. All of this information, all of the things about me can be tracked. And so in order to make more money for themselves, they send me the information they think I'm going to want to hear, instead of understanding that it's not just what I want to hear. I want to get the entire picture. I want to analyze myself, the entire constellation of facts that are out there. So you're saying, does media manipulate the elections? To
like
a certain extent.
On you, John.
Well,
and you, the way you're talking, it sounds like we can push a button on a computer and see what's trending with John.
They can do it with anybody. And you want to talk about why Edward Snowden and all the information that the NSA is collecting is so important to the United States government? Because they can do things like what I just described.
Right.
In fact, there is a type of software that's been, it's being talked about now in civilian arenas, but it's something that the military is... Well, let's just say it is my opinion that the military has had it for quite some time. It's a thing called photosynth, like photosynthesis, but shortened photosynth. It actually combines the information that we use in a very dangerous, I feel, at least anti-consumer, anti-citizen way. If you can hang on through the break, I'll explain how photosynth works and what it does with the information that it gathers on us. Can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, this is the John Breslin Show. I'm going to be back as fast as I possibly can. Stay right where you are, you.
John Breslin, polite conversation, avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Nothing is better than a really comfortable pair of jeans. But finding that perfect pair hasn't been easy until now. I want to tell you about Sweat Jeans Pants by Squat Sponge on Amazon. They are cut like the classic five-pocket denim jeans, but with a much softer feel and stretch appeal with an expandable waist. They are made from custom cotton fleece. These are jeans you can wear anywhere and look great in, too. They are great for so many occasions. It's the look you deserve with the comfort you crave. Squat Sponge has combined the comfort of sweatpants with tailored sizing to give you enjoyable quality and style in an amazing pair of jeans. Work, play, chill time. Squat Sponge Pants are designed to be worn outside, in the house, on the town, anywhere. They're made for every day, everywhere, anytime. Get your pair today. Visit Amazon.com and search Squat Sponge Jeans. You will love these jeans. Again, Amazon.com and search Squat Sponge Jeans.
Chris Christie left the campaign trail in New Hampshire to return home to New Jersey to deal with the snowstorm. Of course, what do you expect to happen when you tell Chris Christie there's a large blizzard waiting for him? He's like, what flavor? What flavor is it? M&M? I love M&M.
All non-essential federal workers in Washington, D.C. were told to stay home today. How do you know if you're non-essential? Are they call you? Steve, I have some good news and some bad news. Good news is you have the day off today. Bad news, you're worthless. You are.
Crazy story out of California. California police are on the fourth day of a manhunt for three escaped convicts. The dangerous sociopaths are believed to be headed to Iowa so they can vote for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump said this morning during an interview that Ted Cruz looks like a jerk and claimed that Cruz has no friends in Congress and is usually standing all by himself. So is Trump running for president or leader of the plastics?
John.
The Savings Mart is your one-stop shop for brand names on just about everything. They carry many quality brand name products for seriously discounted prices. One such great brand is Medca Brand, which you may know by now because of the high quality, of their products and by how much variety they have to offer. Medca has an extensive range of products from health to household toys. If you have a use for it, they make it. The Savings Mart is also your one-stop shop for hearing amplifiers. Find the Savings Mart on Amazon.com. Again, that's the Savings Mart on Amazon.com. Do you own an Amazon Kindle or a Barnes & Noble's Nook tablet? Well, if you do, go download the most anticipated ebook of the year, Chino's Lightning, The Origins. Join Chino as he discovers new alien life and is forced to save the world from evil. For only 99 cents, you're able to join in this sci-fi adventure. Available for both Kindle and Nook at booksofthegods.com. That's booksofthegods.com. Go download it today.
John Brislin, with a head that big, he's got to know something.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
On January 21st, 9 p.m., controversial international rapper-songwriter Corey Pream will be performing his latest single, Blame It On My Mama, from his latest mixtape, There's Heaven and Then There's Hell. Hip-hop royalty will be in attendance, and a special guest is expected to stop in for a performance. It all happens at the Jerome at 85 Avenue A, New York, New York. Tickets just $15. Say Blame It On My Mama at the door to possibly win a free pair of Samsung Oculus Rift virtual reality glasses. Visit CoreyPream.com for more information. That's CoreyPreme.com.
You're looking for a job, but you're having a hard time getting results? No problem. We have the solution. UnitedJobs.org. United Jobs offers you thousands of job opportunities every day. The only thing you need to do is to go to www.unitedjobs.org. Type in the job title you're looking for, the region, and there you go. You're all set. So next time you're looking for a job, think UnitedJobs.org. The easy way of finding a job.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time. And you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley. So check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. Bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome back to the John Brislin Show. The phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396. Now, we are still talking with World Citizen out there in World Headquarters in Bay Area, San Francisco.
Yes,
and
sir.
You were asking about whether, how much power the media has to manipulate the election. And, you know, are they manipulating the election from the strict standpoint of election tampering? Well, no. From the standpoint of being good salesmen, well, that's a whole nother thing. And we need to be very careful in what we gather from this constellation of facts that are out there, and also how those facts are put together to present it to us if we're not trying to analyze and we're just taking in whatever we see. Now, what I mentioned before the break, World, is that there is a software that's been developed by a guy by the name of Blaise Aguirre-Yarkas. It's called Photosynth. And what he has done in very simple terms is he has created a type of software that can take multiple pictures. One example would be, say, Notre Dame. And without ever actually going to Notre Dame, he can create a 3D tour of the structure. And he does that by taking thousands upon thousands of pictures of Notre Dame that are available to anyone on the internet. And this software will combine different aspects, different angles. People took it from a picture from the side, from the front, from the back, from the inside, looking up at the ceiling. And he combines the pixels and the metadata from inside in this very magical high-tech software that he has. And in taking all the pieces as if it's a bazillion piece jigsaw puzzle, pieces it together with the software and creates a 3D simulation of the building without ever having gone there and filmed a single thing himself.
But yet you can go through this and feel like you've actually walked through it, is what you're saying.
You absolutely can. And that is a very important piece of information that you gain by going through. And that's my point. With all of the information that's out there about, well, let's just say me in this case, but you too, probably less so you, the way you live, because you're in large part off the grid. You and I have talked about that before. But I am really not so much. And so someone could go in and collect all that metadata on me and create quite the 3D image of who I am. And I can tell you from being in campaigns and being a candidate myself, there is a great deal of trouble that we have gone to. Well, I did it years ago, but now there's a great deal of trouble that candidates go to try to analyze the voters that are going to be in the room, that are going to be the audience. And the more information you have about the voter, the more you can tailor your message to them and the better chance you have to sell them your whatever your pitch is to get their vote. Now, with all of this metadata and used by similar technologies to what I explained with Photosynth, they can create a type of 3D image so that the candidates can go on tours of each and every voter, because the power of computers, they can go on tours of each person so they can tailor their message to us and send it to us electronically, because we are getting up to, well, in my case, 90% of my news comes electronically. Now, I choose what I get electronically, but also when I'm on those websites, I'm getting things flashing across the screen that I didn't choose, that are just random ads. And that is how they can influence me, by trying to sell me something or trying to sell their message, because also political ads come across there too. Vote for Hillary, vote for Bernie, vote for whoever.
That's all right, but when it comes down to voting, that's really not going to help you decide who to vote for as much as if the person actually came to you.
Much like a magic trick, it seems like it's not going to help. It's not going to help the voters decide, but it does.
You're talking like a hologram, aren't you?
Well, what I'm saying is there are ways to convince voters to do certain things. The shortest example that I can use is, there is a thing in Hollywood especially, but used across the country in marketing firms. There's a thing called the Davy Brown Index. It would be worth Googling if you ever get a chance. The Davy Brown Index measures how likable and how influential celebrities are. So if you have pick Michael Jordan, say. If Michael Jordan, if you pay him $100 million to advertise your sneakers, then you can use this index to say, well, he's so influential, I can measure that I will have a year-over-year increase in sales of 40%. Well, that's something that appeals to me, so yes, I'll pay him the $100 million. In other words, what Michael Jordan wears will eventually get to the population and make them change what kind of footwear they buy.
Right.
So the message, if it's crafted properly by presidential candidates, it can make it to the voter, and that can influence heavily, heavily, heavily with modern technology, how not only the footwear they buy, but the presidents they buy.
Well, and at the speed at how they get this information.
And that's part of it. And how free it is. I've got to wrap it up. Well, okay, 10 seconds, they're yours.
Okay, I just can't stand going to other countries and beating democracy into them, one man, one vote, and kicking these dictators out and all these criminals out. And we don't do the same thing here.
It has been said that one of the most dangerous things that America has ever exported is democracy. World, I got to leave it there, my friend. Thanks very much. All right, then line two, JD. JD, welcome. You are on with John.
Never mind, not enough time.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, that's all right then. Well, see you later, JD. So, we have, with the technology that's out there, what it does is it demonstrates, as this Photosynth does, it demonstrates to us that we can also reverse the process and collect all of the information that's given to us in a more low-tech, just in our heads kind of way, we can collect the information that's out there and use it to create the image of who these candidates are. And then I would recommend this. Once you get that image, measure it. Measure it by doing this simple thing. Get a notebook. On the left-hand side, go down the lines and write down all the names of the candidates. And then make four columns. And in each one of the columns, write down the issues that you think are important to you. And then say yes or no next to each one of the candidates if they agree with you and they would vote and act the way you would if you were in the office. It's an incredible comparison when you compare those facts to what you thought was a good idea. So all we have time for tonight, we'll expand on it next week on the John Breslin Show. But for now, please, please remember and say it with me if you already remember it, that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight. And I will be here fighting for it with you every Saturday night right here on AM 720, 9 o'clock. JohnBrislinShow.com, Facebook, Twitter, all John Breslin Show, all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that right hand? John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
720 KDWN Las Vegas.